Yo.
Check.
Yo,
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Listeners from all around the world.
Yeah.
We are the Unsolved. This is episode 76.
Yeah.
I want to thank everybody for joining us today. Afternoon. I'm Sean Solo.
I'm Anthony, a.k.a. Nostalgic.
It's Steffi Nomadic Goddess.
Dre on my
First off, I want to say what's up to everybody on the Spotify gang, SoundCloud crew. iTunes them.
Wham to them.
And shout out to everybody on the A-Gap.
Don't worry about that.
This episode and this this podcast is sponsored by Anchor, the Anchor app, number one Anchor app to download and start your own podcast, man. Just with a click of a button for your mobile device or your PC. So if you haven't done that already, download that now.
Yeah, talk your shit.
Yes, yes.
Now today, this episode, we got remakes.
Yes.
We got good remakes and then we got bad remakes. Right?
We got some ones in between, you know.
Right.
Yep. Okay. The good, the bad, the ugly, the pretty.
Yeah. Okay. The atrocious.
Oh.
Yeah, let's start off with the atrocious.
Wait, who's atrocious?
Dragon Ball? Do not
mention Avatar or Dragon Ball.
They have to.
Those aren't remakes. Those are not remakes.
What are they?
It's atrocious.
They are atrocious. It didn't even go along the same storyline. No.
Okay. I mean, well,
those are licensing rights.
Yes.
Oh, it's mine now. I can do what I want with it. Okay.
So do you guys, do you guys feel more of, sequels, or do you guys feel more towards, remakes?
Sequels, please. Okay. But, I mean, sequels are always up to them, you know? It's either going to be better or worse. Remake is something totally different, I think, you know? So, remake, you can do it completely different, and people love it or hate it. You could do it exactly the same or try to get it close to the same and people can love it or hate it. So.
Okay.
What did you say?
I got a question. How many years from the original do you think it would be proper to make a remake? At least how many years?
15 years.
15?
Yes.
Yeah, 15 to 20 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
And 15 plus, because anything more, you can make a remake of something made 100 years ago and nobody would care, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have two examples of the good and the bad. A Star Is Born, I honestly didn't know that was a remake.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Gaga and then, what's his name?
Bradley Cooper.
There you go. And before that, I think it was, if I'm not mistaken, I'll look it up later, I think it was Bette Midler. Before that, I think it was Judy Garland. I can't remember the names, but that I'm just showing the centuries of when that movie was made. I didn't realize it was that old.
Every 30 years, they keep dropping it.
Exactly. Yeah. The bad would be Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man.
But is that really a remake?
Spider-Man. They did not make Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man was the worst.
Oh Spider-Man. My God. It was horrible.
That was terrible. That was a bad sequel.
Spider-Man. Kind of if you ask anybody, they was like, yo, Peter Parker is supposed to be weird.
He's a nice guy.
He's not that. He was not that at all.
He was at least good in the Avengers.
He seemed pretty boring.
That's not Andrew Garfield.
That's on Witcher McGuire.
Amazing Spider-Man.
Okay, yeah. The three with Tobey Maguire is one era. There's two with Andrew Garfield.
And then,
and then there's two so far, the last two with Tom Holland. Those two with Tom Holland are perfect. Those are the two best Spider-Man.
The only MCU Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's the only MCU Spider-Man. The first Spider-Man I'm still happy with because that's my childhood. I'm never gonna...
I didn't hate any of Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man. I liked all three of them.
It got weird in the end, but...
Nah, my favorite was the third one where he, like, he broke up with,
Mary Jane?
Yeah, Mary Jane, and he's fucking, like... fucking, like, man whore.
He was going through an identity crisis, okay?
Venom suit.
Right, it gave him a different light. Yeah.
That Venom suit was sexy. I'm not gonna lie.
Walking down the block like Mick Jagger.
And then Spider-Verse. We'll talk about that part. Spider-Verse is dope. Like, so yeah, that's a perfect example. Like, you know, it could be done different, and it could be taken as bad or good. And I think from Homecoming to the first Tobey Maguire Spider-Man was probably, what, like 15 years, maybe?
Yeah. It wasn't enough time between Andrew Garfield and freaking Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, I wasn't ready for that next Spider-Man. And nobody was ready for any of the next Hulks.
No.
Yeah, that's the one that should have been left alone.
Why can't they get the Hulk right?
Well, the Incredible Hulk was pretty good. Yeah, the Incredible Hulk was good. I liked it.
The second Hulk, the second one was better than the first one. The first one was horrible. With Edward Norton?
Edward Norton? No. That's the one with the Incredible Hulk?
The first one was Edward Norton.
Yeah, the Incredible Hulk, I think.
Oh, wait, hold on.
The only one, then. That's the only one.
There's one named Eric there's one starring a guy named Eric Bana.
Mm-hmm. Right, so that one was, that's like Hulk, right?
That was Hulk.
The Hulk.
The Incredible Hulk.
That's the older one.
Okay, the Incredible Hulk was Edward Norton.
Yes.
Right.
You know why? Because when they were doing the Avengers thing and they knew they were bringing the Hulk in, they didn't call Edward Norton back.
Ha 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 ha. Because it was hating. Nah, but don't get me wrong. Like that Hulk looked actually much more scarier than like
he was fucking bigger. He was bigger.
Yeah.
Like they had it detached from that. I don't know how they did. How they connected it is when they went to go look for him. He was in the same freaking forest that he ended off with the first movie. But that was it.
That's true. As far as like him like. Edward Norton playing Bruce Banner, I can't really see it, but like as the Hulk, like the actual like character, like the artwork, shit was like insane. Now, this Hulk, this one is pretty good too. Like I feel like this out of all of them, this is the best one.
I like this
one. Like, why can't we get a Hulk movie though? You know, let Mark Ruffalo do it.
We're not getting one now.
Yeah, they kind of flopped on too. Like, how long before we get another Daredevil?
Oh, God.
Who?
Yo, if Daredevil, if Daredevil ever comes into the cinematic universe, they need to keep him.
Yeah, the guy that plays him on the Netflix?
Yes.
I think he got it. He convinces me on both ends.
Right.
Okay. But, so, let's talk about the biggest... newest remake that is taking the world by storm. The Lion King. The same name as its predecessor.
Mm-hmm.
The same entrance, same story. They really tried to keep it close. Now, I made sure I held my tongue before you guys saw it. So how do you guys feel? About.
I liked it. Okay. I'd see it again with my brother and sister and niece, nephew.
And why did you like it?
It was a good movie to me. It was a good movie. Everybody played their part pretty good to me. It was a few disappointments, but It wasn't a bad movie. It was, I liked it.
Okay.
What were the disappointments?
I got a Pumbaa, man.
Pumbaa? Really?
Huh? What?
Pumbaa. What?
What? Is Pumbaa? What about
yeah.
Of everything in the movie, that's what one of your disappointments was?
Yes, yes. I'm sorry. He wasn't animated enough for me.
He didn't look all round and goofy and stuff. He looked like an actual warthog.
Yeah,
they
I mean, not even
what they actually supposed to look like. That you can't say. You can't just say Pumbaa.
Not even that. It's just like you listen. You listen to Pumbaa in the original one, and listen to Seth Rogen. You'd Seth be like,
you'd be like,
nah. I think he played. I think he played a like the way his like certain sounds he would make. It can't be directly as the original because you can't replace the original, but it was pretty good. Like
exactly.
Nah,
I like
especially Pumbaa.
Especially yeah. when they started singing Hakuna Matata, I felt that was mad drive to me.
It wasn't dry. Oh my god,
that was just couldn't get that was Seth Rogen.
That was dry salami, son. Like
oh damn.
Dry salami.
So
wow,
right. Baking in the sun.
So when you
wait, so that was the only disappointment. What else?
Scar wasn't
really.
What about Scar?
Scar wasn't convincing. He wasn't like you know how okay you watched Lion King, the cartoon.
Mm-hmm. We all
and
did.
You know how? Yeah. You know how menacing Scar sounds in that one, right? This Scar, yeah. This Scar is like, okay, all right. You're Scar, all right, okay. He's an asshole, right.
I'll
be prepared. Dude, that should have you dying.
So I'm sorry, prepared. yo, that one part got at me. Like that one part messed with me. I see, and intentions are bad. Be prepared.
But he did look scary, though.
How he looked was kind of spot on because ain't no lions colored like that. So they made him like battle torn and all the other stuff and everything.
Yeah.
I liked it. Like the opening credits, I cried because I cried in the beginning because they went frame. By frame. I don't know when the last time y'all ever saw the cartoon, but they literally, I remember it. They went frame by frame for the beginning. Oh. Like the sun coming up and the song starts immediately. The elephants with the birds sitting on the tusks and the ants and all this other stuff and everything. Everything. It was beautiful. And it looked beautiful. Because of the CGI that they chose to do, it looked like it was actually happening. So I was like, oh my God.
She couldn't take it.
Yeah, the beginning was phenomenal. That was
phenomenally done. Oh my God. Beautiful. They did a good job. They did such a good job.
I'll say this. Overall, the movie, like how everything looked, like just aesthetics only, if you take, you know, storyline and everything out of it, it was a beautiful fucking movie. Like
Yeah.
The lighting and the realism, it was ridiculous, you know? I'm saying, like, I love, there was a lot of positives, but I think that was kind of like the number one positive for me, that it just really looked good. But that's kind of like to a fault, but go ahead.
Oh, wait, I'm not done with my positives. I like the fact that, there was, because of how much of a kid movie it was back in the day, they changed up a couple of things, not to change the story too much, just to like close it off. They know who their audience is. It's gonna go over some kids' heads, but and like you kind of answer certain questions. Like some people didn't know where Scar got his scar from, like. And I told Dre, he didn't catch it either. I told him, I was like, oh well, they answered that question. He's like, when did they answer that question? When he said, I wouldn't dream of challenging you again. He didn't say that in the first movie. And when he said that, it framed his face. So you know he got that from Mufasa. That's what I'm saying. You have to pick up on these cues. And then I didn't know scene where Nala got away from Pride Rock. They didn't
right,
do
that part, yeah.
Because I was wondering how the fuck. And then the scene where basically Scar asked Sarabi, "Oh, join me,
yeah,
be
yeah.
my queen," like, like yeah, hinting that there was something going on. Obviously, in the struggle of who would be king back in the day, he was like, "Oh, you didn't choose me once before. Now you have no choice." Da da da. What?
he hit it first.
I hit it first.
You're not right. Oh my god.
No, I did enjoy the hyenas' performances.
They were
the hyenas were done.
They took
well.
Out Aang.
Huh?
Oh, they took out Aang. Give it a rest.
Ed was the goofy hyena. Ed.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
You're right. So Keegan-Michael Key was the main one, right?
Yeah.
Main dude.
And Eric Andre.
Eric Andre was the stupid one that was supposed to be Ed.
That's the okay. perfect. That's the, oh, that was a good. They did a good job with that.
Thank
I'm sorry.
You.
Like, get away from me. You're too close. Like, it's a violation of personal space.
It's like, dude, like, really? Space.
Okay. Now I know you're doing it on purpose.
I know you are.
So that part where he's like, okay, we're going to wait 10 minutes. And we're gonna say we went down there and we ate him, okay? It was like, oh, we're gonna eat him? No, we're not gonna eat him. He should be dead. We're not going down there. We're going home.
Because I'm hungry now. All right, sounds good to me.
That's what they did with Shenzi, though.
Yeah, she was good.
She was good.
See,
Whoopi Goldberg's old character.
Right.
They made her like the leader. Mm-hmm. I like that.
I mean, as casting, you know, for the most part, I like most of the casting, you know. There's only, like, really one that I had an issue with. And it's a, you know, nitpicky issue, but an issue nonetheless, you know.
Yeah.
Like, first off, John Oliver as Zazu, great. Mm-hmm. I like Scar. I did. Like, I really did like Scar.
I didn't know that was him. Like, I didn't, like, I
the guy that it was?
Yeah, like, I couldn't put the voice to, I thought it was some, like, white dude.
Yep, oh, Dr. Shit. Strange.
Yeah, like, it's the dude from fucking Four Brothers.
What dude? Four Brothers?
The one who played Scar? He was in Four Brothers.
Oh, yes, that's the bad guy.
Victor Drake. Sweet.
That's sweet.
Sweet.
You didn't know? You didn't know?
No, I'm still thinking of, you know, Doctor Strange. But the one person that I had a problem with casting was Beyonce.
Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about
what didn't you like about Beyonce playing Nala? Like the voice, what you did not like?
Okay. Not only were some lines like less than convincing at times, you know, especially that lions attack, you know, like that was the main one that I say was, but aside from that, she was too big of a character. I couldn't look past her and see Nala and hear Nala. I was hearing Beyonce. Especially when the song came on and all of a sudden you hit her. You know how she be killing shit. It's like, yo, they don't normally be hitting notes like that.
But that's the thing. It does something when as soon as like the minute like Nala gets older and then like they introduce Nala as an adult. Mm-hmm. And then the second they hear her voice and you hear the whole movie, they get mad excited. Like, yo,
that didn't happen.
That didn't happen with us.
Nah, not really. What about Childish Gambino?
That was a good Simba. He played a great Simba.
He's
a good Simba.
Yeah.
I made a joke in the theater. He was like, who are you? Who are you? It's like, I'm Simba. I'm like, what the fuck? No, you're not. You're Childish Gambino. Jewel was like, shh. You're lying.
Oh, yeah, motherfucker, from Atlanta.
You're a lying ass nigga.
One gripe I do have, mind you, I love the whole movie. Wait. I even love their little a wee boy. That whole little scene, all the animals eating and everything and joining them. That was so cute.
That was dried salami.
Oh my god, you're the worst.
I like that.
That was dry salami, bro? Come on, man.
Nah, them singing Hakuna Matata was dry salami for me.
I'm talking about The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
Oh.
See, you can't even, man. I say Timon and Pumbaa and you go off.
My fault.
Okay.
You got it.
You got it. I like Timon and Pumbaa.
But I do still believe that they should have brought what's his name back for Timon?
Nathan Lane?
Yeah. He can still do it.
Well, okay, so, all right. Here's about that. See, here's my thing about the whole movie. Here's the situation. I love that they did a great mixture of the old voices with the newer voices. It's very organic, very fresh. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When you have too many of the older voices, it just sounds like, yeah.
But I think the only old voice is James Earl Jones.
Yeah.
I think so. That's it. Because no one could play Mufasa.
It's James Earl Jones, the most recognizable voice ever, that literally gets paid because of his voice.
Yeah. And you can tell, like, definitely in the movie, like, you can tell, like, he's aged because his voice
acts.
Like, the part where he was, like, about to get killed in Stampede, he's like, Scar, help me! Like, it sounded like he was trying to struggle to, like... The only time I heard him, like, in his truest, like it was 1994 again, when he was in the fucking sky.
Yes.
Like,
remember who you are.
I'm like, that's 25 years ago, James Earl Jones, right there.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Wait.
I didn't say my gripe yet.
Okay,
go ahead, because I was about to get into it.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Rafiki.
Yeah.
T'Challa's father, right?
I didn't have a problem with the voice actor.
Uh-huh. T'Chaka.
That's who Rafiki is. Mm-hmm. The scene where he's supposed to be kicking hyena ass.
Yeah, they took it out.
Yo, you took my great from
me. He come out like a grandmama with a slip in her hand. Like,
My biggest gripe. Way too realistic. I come to the movies so I could watch fake shit take place in a non-fake manner, but not this non-fake. Okay. That's way, like, it's not fake enough. Oh, like,
it's not fake. Okay,
it's not fake enough. I'm gonna say that. Yo,
you gotta explain that, bro.
By far, my biggest with the movie was that the animals looked way too real to show any human emotion. You know, you can't see smiles. You can't see sadness. You can't see surprise. You can't see anger. You know, like, when you talk about Scar, why Scar was so menacing is because he's sitting here putting his hands together, you know, doing shit like that. Like, there's a lot that goes into it. And that animation wasn't there. Like, you see Simba and Mufasa playing together and Mufasa dying laughing. It's like, ah. Oh. It's that comes into play when you talk about the Rafiki scene. This nigga is supposed to be wilding, kicking niggas.
Yeah.
But you can't do that.
Well, okay, so with that, I think, and I'm just putting the theory out there. I think they did that so it wouldn't be as violent as it was back then. Because Notice that in the movie, it's not
a murder in the first 25 minutes.
Come in on. Both movies,
like, regardless. But it wasn't. It was more like a parish. Like, they didn't show everything. You know what I'm saying? But I get it. I understand what you're saying, right? But
if you see somebody throwing somebody off of a ledge, that's enough.
And then later, you come back to review the dead corpse. You're like,
Scar was on the first 48.
Yeah, it wasn't, but it didn't show him like really trampled. They just showed him like, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't like mutilated.
But they showed Pumbaa running over mad hyenas.
He was kicking more ass than Rafiki.
Exactly. But he did that in the movie too. He did that in the first movie too.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. I know.
You know what? And all right, so that brings up my next gripe with it. It is 85 to 95% the same movie. And then you got certain parts that was different. You know, and some of those different parts, like, let's say, like Rafiki, that shit was horrible. You know, even another scene when Rafiki was like, wasn't he crying or something in the first one when he found out that Simba died or something like that?
Nah, he just did the
marking
on the tree. Yeah, he did the marking on the tree.
He said, shook his head.
In this one, he said, smack his teeth and kept it moving. Like, no markings on the tree.
He marked it. He smushed it.
Yeah, he did.
But, okay, that goes back to what you're saying. Because that defeats the purpose of it being a live action where it's actual, like, if a lion started talking or, like, you know, a warthog started talking, that's exactly how it would look. So, you know, I get what you're saying. Like that post that you shared with when they had like the green eyes and the different animation. Yeah,
just bigger eyes and, you know, more.
It looked unsettling to me.
Looked more cartoony. I get it, but that would have defeated the purpose of live action. They would have been like, what the fuck is this? The kids would have been like, what is this?
It's animated. And we know this is animated still. Like, I think they could have done it. You know, I just can't. Motionless, you know, actually seeing a lion talk and stuff like that. It's like Mr. Egg, you know?
Right, like the part where they had to use Pumbaa as live bait. And they're just looking at him like you didn't see like any.
Yo,
like in the cartoon, it was like they looked more like mischievous.
Yeah. That
it was kind of like just looking at him blankly, you know?
That part was hilarious. Yeah. I was crying. First of all, they're staring at him. He's still talking. Like, what are you staring at? Like, what's going on? And then they start singing "Be Our Guest." I was on the floor.
I'm crying before I realized what's going on because I didn't follow Beauty and the Beast like that. You know, I've seen it once or twice. You know,
as soon as I heard the French accent and exactly what he was saying, I already knew what song it was. Oh my goodness.
That shit was funny. But see, like, all in all, it was a good movie because it was still Lion King.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It was still the movie that we knew and loved. It's just a little different. Me personally, I felt like they could have left it alone.
All right. Your favorite scene of the movie. What was your favorite scene, like, watching it live action?
The live action scene. The best scene in my book, and even though it really doesn't matter much to the narrative, the best scene that I was most excited was when the hyenas were chasing Simba and Nala, young Simba.
Oh, word.
Going through all of the shit, like.
Word.
And that was totally different.
That was different.
They weren't running through the bones in the skeleton, the elephant graveyard that they were before.
Yeah.
So, like, I think that shit was fire. Like, that part you see, you know, realistic. But non-realistic, like, you know, it's realistic movements and non-realistic situations.
Yeah.
And it really transferred over as well.
Yeah. I can say my favorite part was when Simba and Scar was fighting. That was, like, the best cinematic, you know, scene for me. Because it reminded me of when Sir Gregor and what you call it?
The mountain.
Yeah.
The Clegane Bowl.
Yeah.
Clegane Bowl.
When they was fighting and there was fire all over the place and it was.
So you finished?
Yes.
That's another conversation. We're not even starting right now.
Don't touch it.
There is no time. There is no time. Okay.
Need to remake the 8th season. But go ahead.
Yes, I do.
All right.
But that was the best cinematic scene for me, like when Simba and Scar was fighting.
How about y'all?
I said the lion sleeps tonight scene.
Yeah.
Even how it ended with Nala chasing him, like that whole part was cute to me. And you talking about no expression and everything. When he said Nala, like you saw, like, wait, what?
You can make him squint. You can tie him up with squint, right?
Like Nala?
Every animal squint.
I think my favorite scene, like the most cinematic scene for me, was like the stampede.
Yeah.
It was like very precise, like the part where he finds out like the stampede is coming his way, and it did like the close up on his face and shit. Like that shit was like pretty epic.
Like when they first came down the mountain, like I was like, oh shit, they're coming, son.
Exactly how it was, because I remember when the first time I saw the first one, you see them coming down the mountain. I'm like, yo, is that a wildebeest running down a wall?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Yes.
Like what?
Yes.
Like, yo, they get down like this?
Wait, the theater we were in?
Spider wildebeest?
the theater we were in, every roar, every like gallop, everything, we felt it. So when that stampede came, it was like, we were like, oh shit.
You know, a movie did a good job when if your girl started crying, I know Julie's gonna kill me for this. If your girl started crying, it did the job.
I cried too.
Yeah, Steph cried. Like
I cried too. It's too real.
Like a bang.
It's too real.
And then she sees Scar. She's like, I fucking hate you. I fucking hate you. I'm like, babe.
Okay,
it's
Julie.
Babe, it's just a movie. It's just. Yo,
she was talking to the screen. Yo, she's blacker than I thought. What?
Yeah, I thought the black couple, you know what I'm saying? Jeez, I fucking hate you.
The black couple like, shh.
Keep it down.
What makes a good and bad remake? Like, because we got a couple coming that, you know, like, they're going to be doing the remake of Mulan.
Oh, man, I got it.
That shit look lit.
Shit looks good.
Sorry.
Incredible 2 came out last year.
Incredible 2, that's a sequel, though.
That's a sequel, yeah. Sequel was pretty good.
Okay, remakes. That's remakes.
What makes it a great remake is obviously, you know, sticking to the script, you know, the preciseness of the script. You could throw a little bit of, you know, innovative things in there, but not too much, not to where it like kind of like derives from the actual story.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like you could put a little pizzazz in there.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
And then you got some that do things like totally different, like how they remade Snow White into a completely different type.
Snow White and the
story.
Huntsman?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same general premise, the same thing, but the whole story is changed, you know?
Or they redid Sleeping Beauty, but it's Maleficent.
Yeah.
You did a different
perspective. Yeah.
A different perspective.
Okay.
Like, perfect example. Did anybody see Lion King 1.5?
No.
Not really.
Lion King 1.5 was funny as hell. Like, all of
this... Do I know what it's about?
Well, it's about the daughter, like...
That's two.
Okay.
Lion King 1.5 is literally Lion King 1, just from Timon and Pumbaa's
perspective.
The whole thing, you know?
Yeah, I remember that. Okay.
That movie.
It was hilarious. <You know?
laughs> Like, the whole movie, they're just trying to find a new home. but they keep getting running into scenes of the first movie, and they keep getting run out of their home, that they have to keep moving until they find the rainforest. It's so funny.
Okay. Yeah.
That kind of ties it to the part where, like, they were following Simba back to Pride Rock, okay.
Exactly.
That's pretty genius. I like that.
Yeah. See, like, that's the whole thing. I think creativity has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If you're going to do 100% the same movie, make sure it's 100% the same movie. If you're going to do something different, then do something completely different, you know?
And there's
in betweens, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you gotta get the characters down to a T. Like, for example, like Aladdin, right? I feel like
the Aladdin yet.
I see.
I didn't.
But Aladdin wasn't bad.
Steph, you got some remakes that they coming out with soon, right?
Remakes? No, I think everything else I got on the list is comebacks.
Yeah, like, okay. I'm curious to see what they do with Coming to America too.
Yeah.
You know, yeah,
like
this is old, like, 20 years,
20 year later sequels and stuff, you know.
And it's like, yo, if you're gonna do it, listen, time is of the essence, because James Earl Jones is 88 years old.
Word.
He's 88.
Damn.
I mean, get the ball rolling. Like, you know, if you're gonna do it, you're gonna do it. If you're not gonna do it, leave it be. Same thing with Friday.
88. How old is that?
Old enough.
Is that two comebacks that I'm happy about?
Okay.
Rocko's Modern Life.
Yeah.
And Invader Zim to Netflix.
Hey. Nice. Invader Zim,
that's
man.
A dope ass cartoons, yo.
See, now with that, they can't fuck that up with the Rocko's Modern Life. You know, if they're gonna do like a resurgence of the series.
I don't think so.
It's just gonna be a movie?
It might just be a movie or like a mini series. I can't remember what it is exactly, but they're from what I hear, I think the last episode of Rocko's Modern Life, they got shot to the moon.
I remember that.
They're coming back. And it's obviously not when they left, so things on Earth change. So they're gonna deal with that. And I was like, I can't wait to see that.
Nah, I'm seeing that shit.
I can't wait to see that.
I gotta see the critic freaking comments like, this is not right. I don't like the way the rapper.
Oh my god.
I don't like the way the rapper.
No. Real wallabies can't go to space.
Did he have consent to go to space?
Whoa.
It's animal rights, guys.
Somebody go PETA, please.
And NASA.
And Area 51.
Oh my god. Yo, you really think they're gonna do that stupid shit?
Oh no!
There's gonna be a mass murder scene.
You know, like, you know what the whole reasoning behind it is? The American government won't kill millions of American innocents just to protect their secrets. Yes, they will. That's besides the point.
Anything goes. But yeah, you said Rocko's Modern Life. Who else you said? Steph?
I said Invader Zim.
It is him.
But yeah, I saw the trailer the other day. It's just him laughing, and it's like words going across the screen, and then he's in a toilet, and then like Gurr's there, and then like this floating computer. He's like, "Laugh with me, computer." He's like, "I don't want to." And it's coming out next month. Yeah.
There we go. See stuff like that. It makes you happy. You know what I'm saying? As long as they keep it, as I said, keep it innovative, you know, and just don't try to move away too much from like the original story. You know what I'm saying?
Like, for example, now we can talk about the atrocious, like Avatar, That was atrocious because, like I said, we know the guy, and that wasn't Aang that we know. That was Aang, some guy, you know, some bald kid in Tibet.
And he made him too serious.
Yeah, where's the play? That's not Aang.
Bro,
evil twin.
I refuse to give this fucking movie clout.
Like, that shit was just terrible. Jesus Christ.
That. Avatar, are you kidding me?
Oh, what about Halloween? Halloween was remade, right?
Oh no, I don't like
it. Yeah,
yeah, the last one.
It was
like a remake and a sequel at the same time.
It wasn't remade. It was like because Jamie Lee Curtis came back, so it was like a continuation.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
He was making noises while he's killing people.
Get too old for this shit. My arthritis.
As soon as he's about to get up and kill all his night, he's like, okay.
Nigga, stay dead. If your back hurt that much, stay dead.
Like, oh, boy.
Like, okay. Yo, that reminds me, like, I know a lot of people, one of my boys, he's a big Jason fan, and he hated one of the Jason movies because they had Jason running after somebody. Like, Jason doesn't run. Like, in no movie does Jason ever run. He walks.
He teleports.
And he's always behind you. Like, what do you mean?
He teleports.
He's dry.
He doesn't run.
He runs, but the camera's not on him when he runs, so it's like...
That's why he breathes like that. Whenever you see Jason... Camera off him.
Yo,
why is... Camera back on him.
I ain't gonna lie, that shit was funny. It was like he was like really like running from the police or something. I thought that shit was funny as hell. Like, some big ass 7 foot dude just
or like get out.
Oh.
Oh
my god.
Yo.
That shit was scary before I realized what the fuck was going on.
Like, yo, we all knew one dude in, like, junior high school who ran like that.
Yes. I'm picturing it now.
We had an anime club, so I knew about six.
Love!
I'm
picturing it
right now.
He wore white socks in his dress shoes.
Only person that could get away with that is Michael Jackson.
Hey, motherfucker, you ain't Michael Jackson, man.
It can't be no rib tube socks either. Like, nah, they gotta be white dress socks.
Nah, it's the tube socks from Hanes.
Oh my god.
Man. But the only remake I could say, well, I think it's like top elite. I have to say the Little Rascals.
Little Rascals. I never seen the original, so it's kind of cheating, but I love the Little Rascals. Yeah. You know, they couldn't make it like the original Little Rascals or else it'd be super racist.
Yeah.
The original Little Rascals was super racist. So it's like, that's true. Sometimes you need to do something different. But
innovation.
They got that one right. Creativity. Let's see what they do. Let's see what they do with Blade.
Listen, the only Blade that I know and trust is Sticky Fingers.
Oh! Oh! Curveball!
He said Sticky Fingers. I've never seen the show. I wanted to see it.
On that note, we got some fly shit.
Yes.
From Ant?
Guess what, guys?
What?
You nerd?
I got a job.
Hey, you got a job. Hey.
That nigga Calvin got a job. I'm proud of him. Let's rob that nigga.
Yes, it's been a long time coming, but I finally got a J-O-B.
Hey. And with whom are you gainfully employed?
It's called Pro Logistics. It's kind of like a warehouse work.
Okay.
But you have room to grow. So you could be like administrator. You could be typing on a keyboard, you know, not doing stuff in your cubicle, you know.
Word.
Hey,
cubicle typing stuff, and I'm doing stuff.
Don't I can't wait
out, to man.
Get to your position.
Don't count us out, man. You do a lot of work.
But yes.
So make an app for them.
Yes.
Make an app for them. That's an easy way to shoot up the company.
Right?
Exactly. And it's full time. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, 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 hey.
At 40-40 Club.
Hey. So, I'm pretty proud of myself. It's been a long time coming, but I'm in there.
Nice.
Brian, get where you at.
Congrats, man. So, Black Business Shadow goes to no other than Vivon, the only solo by Cali Rashad.
Hey. Hey.
Yo. Let me tell you something, man. All right? Listen, you go to the club, the fucking bouncer is like, yo, listen, it's a dress code. Like, all right, it's the dress code, you know, dressing casual, stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Go get you that solo by Kelly Rashad, be all right. Yo, what's your name? Like, oh, yo, I got that. Yo, come on in, man. Drinks is on me.
You supposed to be wearing a tie? But I see that logo. Good.
I see that solo with Kyle Rashad. All right, go ahead, man. Yo, it's all good, man.
That's dope.
Yeah, man. Shout out to
I really want to do a skit with Sean as the bouncer with the guest list. It's like, yo, you came in. You can't come in. You can't come in. Oh. Ah, man. All right, you go in.
Oh, what's going on, man?
Who you with? Yo, everybody online with you? Y'all all going. Yeah,
go ahead.
Shout out to him, for real.
Right.
Fuck shit. So real quick, me and Dre was in Manhattan yesterday, and I asked to stop in Urban Outfitters for like a few minutes because it was kind of hot. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if y'all know, but Urban Outfitters is expensive as fuck. Like, a simple dress that you think would be, like, $30, $70.
Oh, yeah.
Easy. So, we go downstairs, we're coming back up, and in a basket on a shelf, I see some white Chinese slippers.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, oh, snap, they got Chinese slippers. Walk past them, I'm like, hold on, I gotta see. Looked at the tag. Guess how much they were?
How much?
$80.
No.
$100.
No. $2 million.
$14.
$14 for some Chinese slippers?
For some Chinese slides.
Dollars.
Nah. Nope.
That went out of style in 06.
6 years ago!
Six? Yeah, I thought it was more than that.
At least 10. At least 6.
Because I remember them shit. I remember when they got played out while I was in high school. Like, stopped wearing them while I was in high school. And that was 07 I graduated. I'm sure that I wasn't a senior.
That was
winner.
Like 12 years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
They prepping for a comeback.
That's why they in the back of the store, all the way up on the shelf in the basket, right?
Because nobody gonna buy that shit.
Exactly. Oh my god,
Nobody gonna buy that shit.
That took like three pictures.
Nobody gonna buy that shit.
Yeah.
Those the shoes that you could buy at Key Foods and shit.
A whole basket of them shit outside of a Chinese store. Like, come on. A 99-cent store.
Value zone and shit.
You gonna see some hipster chick wearing them like, oh my god!
It's only $14.
Only $14? See, that's your problem.
Let me get one in every color.
They only had white.
Badoonst.
All right. So my fuck shit, right? All right, so can everybody agree that when we're running late for work, we call Lyft or Uber, right? No?
Over here? It depends. Yeah. For work? No, because traffic. But go ahead.
Okay, okay. Well, I've been running into some people who decides, okay, I'm running late. I'm going to call an Uber. I'm going to call a Lyft. At the time where it's rush hour, like basically like 7, 8 a.m., cars everywhere.
Exactly why I don't call an Uber or a Lyft.
Yeah.
But also, I'm in the tri-state area, but okay, so continue.
So this lady hops in my ride. Actually, I picked somebody else up before her. I pick her up. I drop the guy off, which is like 20 minutes like out from where she's supposed to be. So she's huffing and puffing. I'm like, all right, well, okay. So, yeah. So I'm driving. I'm chilling. This damn near is bumper-to-bumper traffic. Mm-hmm. And she's telling me, oh, can you move into the left lane? Because that lane seems like it's moving faster. And can you just move back to the right lane? I'm like, it's traffic no matter what, but okay. Did what she said. Traffic. Then I went to the right lane. More traffic. So I'm like, all right. Okay. She's catching the attitude. I'm already 15 minutes late for work. Oh, my God. I'm like, that's not my problem. That's not my fault. You see, you can clearly see that there's traffic everywhere.
He's like, I'm sorry. You called an Uber, not a time machine.
Exactly. And you know what's funny? Whenever somebody call an Uber or a Lyft, they call either a Uber pool or a Lyft line. And then yep. When people come on the ride, oh my God, is somebody else coming on the ride? No.
Yeah, you cheap bastard.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh my God, there's two more people coming. Yes, you ordered a Lyft line. That's what you ordered. Oh, I didn't order. Yes, you did. I never order Lyft lines. I never order Uber pools.
So you then you did today. Motherfucker. You did today. And we know you have because, like, it's cheaper. Like, come on.
Exactly. And she knows she got to go far. So that's why she put an Uber pool or Lyft line.
Yep.
So, you know how you, when you're first getting off the highway and you have that little sidewalk, that you could just walk on.
Yeah,
she's like, "Oh, you could just drop me off here," and I'm like, in the middle of people trying to make a right, make a left, go straight. There's people like honking at me and shit while she's getting out, and I'm like, really. This motherfucker decides to give me a 1-star. And Lyft emailed me saying, oh, your recent rider complained that you was driving too slow. I'm like
bumper to bumper traffic.
I said, bitch. Yo, I got so mad. I wrote the most professional, non-cursing email to these motherfuckers, and they was like, you know what, you're totally right, you're following the rules, just make sure that you keep the customer safe and comfortable, and that's it. That's what they wrote me.
Good.
Like, yeah,
because had they said anything else, it would have been on and popping. Like, exactly. What the fuck you want me to do, run over everybody in the interstate? What is wrong with you?
Exactly. Then if I drive the way you want me to drive and I crash into something, who you gonna call?
It's my fault.
Celino and Barnes. Matter of fact, it's
800-621-2020.
It's different here now. They got this dude called Jay Sanders.
Does he have a list? I just feel like Jay Sanders should have a list. Jay Sanders.
Hi, this is Jay Sanders.
Jay Sanders.
And associate. Stop it!
Sanders and associate.
Stop it! And here but, I thought Ant wouldn't have any Uber stories.
Yes, but
he's back.
Yes, I'm back. But just to wrap it up, if you know you're running late, order a regular Uber or a Lyft, bite the bullet, pay the price, and get your ass to work, because your dumb ass woke up late for work anyway. And it ain't my fault.
I'm pretty sure she still got her job, man. You know, if she would have came back home with bruises on her knees.
And you know what? You know what's crazy? She was looking like one of them. She looked like she was one of them, you know, Shea Butter Baby. You know, she had the head wrap and everything.
Oh,
like,
hell
come
no.
on. Oh. Come on.
Be smarter than that. Be smarter. Be prepared.
Come on, India Irene. Come on, India Irene. Come on now. Come on, man.
You should have said that to her in the Uber. Be prepared. Oh, man. That concludes our episode of the Uncelebs, episode 76.
Yes.
Thank you guys for rocking with us, listening to us, man. I hope you enjoyed this episode, right? Yes. Check it out. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all that good stuff, man. And as I said before, this episode is sponsored by Anchor. And we'll have
yes.
But yeah, if you definitely like this episode, definitely like, comment, share, repost, share your thoughts. And we out, man. I'm Sean Solo.
Anthony, aka Nostalgic.
It's Steffi Nomadic Goddess.
It's Dre on motherfucking drum.
And we off.
Be out. And don't be late.
Don't be late.
I hate y'all.